Van een staatsbeheerinstelling na die volgende. Daar was die afgelope 2 weke brande by die havens in Richards Bay en Durban en dit het hierdie Transnet havens se bedrywighede wesentlik ontwrig. Nou daar is verskeie teenstrydige berigte oor presies wat hierdie brande veroorsaak het, die skade wat dit aangerig het en ook hoe lank dit gaan neem om die havens weer op al 6 silinders te laat loop. Moshe Motlogi is op die lyn, hy is van Transnet se nasionale hawe owerheid. Moshe, thank you so much for joining me. What is currently the situation at the Richards Bay and Durban ports? Are they operational?
Good evening. Thanks for having us. Yes, I can indeed confirm that both ports are operational. Let me start with the easiest. The Durban port, the fire was put out and we are busy on the recovery of the facility itself. Fortunately for the shipping, there was no ship due this week. So by the time we finish this week, when the next ship comes on the 26th, we'll be ready to receive that ship. So there will be no impact on the movement of cargo in the port of Durban. Going to Richards Bay, we had 2 conveyor routes that were affected. We subsequently shut down all the conveyors and instructed the terminal operator to go and check what the situation was like, if there's work that needed to be done to do that. We are happy again to announce that 5 of the 7 have been recommissioned. For the 2 that are still out, we have activated a different operating model where we're using skip tainers to move cargo around. So again, in Richards Bay, the cargo is able to move. Despite that, we are not using conveyors for the 2 lines. We are only using the skip tainers.
And the coal terminal, what is the situation at the coal terminal?
No, it was not affected at all. It has been operating since.
What was the extent of the damage the 2 ports suffered due to the fire?
We have not yet quantified the extent of the damage because we still are having our teams doing the investigation over and above the usual incident investigation. Which will be led by independent bodies so that we can get to the authorities.
Dis nie die wonderlikste lyd daar nie, maar ek dink ons kry die boodskap. Moshe Motlogi van Transnet se nasionale hawe owerheid het daar gesels. Hy sê die hawe in Durban is loop amper weer op 6 silinders en dan die ene in Richards Bay, daar is nog 2 van die bande wat nie werk nie, maar dit sal binnekort in bedryf gestel word. Chantel, ons het die groot ek het baie op sosiale media gesien, mense het was baie ontstel daaroor, maar dit klink vir my daarom of die skade nie so groot was nie.
Ja, dit is eintlik ongelooflik hoe hulle hoe vinnig hulle dinge weer aan die gang kan kry by daai havens. Ek meen en eintlik hoeveel daai spesifieke bates is oor die laaste paar jaar. Ek meen ons het of oor die laaste jaar ten minste dalk nog minder. Ek meen ons het die onrus gehad wat 'n impak gehad het op die havens in KwaZulu-Natal, jy het die kiber aanval gehad en nou nog brande en dit lyk net asof hierdie ouens sukkel om aan die gang te bly, maar hulle kom tog terug en hulle is hulle kom tot op 'n punt waar hulle weer op vorige standaarde hulle dinge doen. Dalk is dit nie op die standaard wat ons noodwendig wil hê of die spoed wat mense noodwendig wil hê hulle moet dinge doen nie, maar ek meen as mense so sukkel, is mense dalk net bly dat dit so vinnig terugkom.